As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They have signed a 7-year, multi-million dollar deal with the racetrack guys, and it's now going to be called Echo Park Speedway.
Yeah, man. So now when you're heading down Terra Boulevard, you're going to Echo Park Speedway. So June 27th, 28th, Saturday night, under the lights, Quaker State 400. Be a blast because we have like a mini Talladega. That's what AMS has become. So we're going to be talking to a couple of drivers, Ross Chastain, who just won the Coke 600, Christopher Bell, who's like a he's great in the dirt and everything else. So we'll talk to him. And surprise, surprise, Michael Waltrip's walking around here too, Carl.
How about that? He does a great job. I'll tell you, look, it's always cool to see the OG guys, right? And then you got the new school kids.
I love talking to Kyle Petty and Michael Waltrip because, and I hate to be like the way sometimes talking about the old NFL or the old NBA.
Oh, yeah.
But I definitely do miss the old NASCAR.
Well, there was an edge.
Right? Yeah.
There was an edge.
Yeah, man.
More on that coming up. Those guys set to join us a little bit later on in the show. Real quick, I want to address something about what Brendan Gaudin said, and then we're going to get to 4th and 1. And you'll hear what Drake London had to say about his quarterback. We're talking about my quarterback. He said there have been moments that have been tense in the clubhouse that maybe we're not aware of. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys he named was Chris Sale. And when Chris Sale got here, having known guys that had covered him in Boston, right. I said, Chris Sale's a dog.
Old school.
He's a dog.
Right.
And we've seen that. He's come in. He's got edge. He's been terrific last year, Cy Young Award winner. That doesn't surprise me that he's one of those guys that may be having conversations. He also said Albies and Olsen. Here's the thing. We're all looking for guys that should lead the way, and Brandon just mentioned, again, without specifics, saying he's pretty sure that there have been some moments in the clubhouse where they've had those conversations. Well, if they have, it just simply means those guys recognize what's going on,
right,
but they're still not hitting. And sometimes, guys, those conversations just don't immediately mean you go out and hit 4 home runs the next game or you go on a hot streak for the next 15. It just needs to be said sometimes that you're not living up to it. I'm not doing a good job as I need to do. Fellas, we're a better team than this. And hopefully this comes about. But it was good to hear Brandon say that because, Mike, it's something we have been talking about.
Right.
And he's saying, look, without getting into specifics, I'm pretty sure those conversations are being had.
I mean, yeah, these guys are still on the top step of the dugout. They're not tuning out, but it just seems sometimes it just seems so listless. That's why I said it's just a lifeless effort. You know, Matt Olson, you know, he's not a guy that wears his heart on his sleeve. He's not that guy, and that's fine because everybody, it's different strokes for different folks. Some guys are those fiery guys. But I wish we had a little more dog. I mean, look, I'm not going to say I want Bryce Harper, but I like the Bryce Harper juice. You know, I like that swagger. You know, and I just think we could use a little edge. And I'd love to see us. Yes, you cannot go find, you know, let's see if AA is going to his Rolodex. I need to find a guy who's a real wise ass that can really spark this team up like Jock Peterson. But that's kind of what some fans say to us almost every day.
Yeah.
That you feel like that's the piece that's missing. Doesn't matter. Some guys are batting 225, you know, get to 300. But it just, the impression is we're letting this season slip by and everyone's just kind of just, you know, treading water or just, you know, I don't know. just aloof. I mean, does this matter to you as much as it does? It's interesting to Brandon say, yes, these guys are having these sort of clear-the-decks meetings, which fans want to know about.
Yeah, and I also think, Mike, you got to have credentials. Listen, Bryce Harper can do those things because he's Bryce Harper.
Right. Chris Sale can go whip up some guys because he's been there and done that.
You know, you got to have some credentials, man. Huh? You're a multi-time All-Star. Are you in the mix for every year for an MVP? I mean, those kind of things matter when you start talking about these guys who have voices. I think if you're going to get the attention of the team. More on the Braves coming up. They start a big series with the D-backs right now. Let's get to 4th and 1. Drake London talking about Michael Penix. And he said, Mike, you know what? He's shown me he's a gamer because he got thrown into this thing when it was unexpected. And I think Penix and London are developing a relationship, which is going to be great for us, on and off the field. Here's Drake London on his quarterback.
It's just reps on reps at the end of the day. I mean, he was thrown into the fire last year, and we got, like, live reps without even doing much, you know. So that gave me a lot of confidence regardless of anything. And he's a gamer, so I know when he's out there, he's going to make the right choices and in the right place.
A gamer. I would agree, Drake. He's talking about, you know, the throws that he threw to him, and obviously they didn't get a
touchdown.
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of work. Right. It's just about, you know, like you said, throw it and catch it. See, that's what I want. Kyle Pitts, throw it, and I'll catch it.
Well, it's interesting because I'm seeing more stuff for guys who up there, you know, some guys in this town don't want to hear about Kyle Pitts on the trading block. They're not making these stories up for blanks and giggles, you know. So, you know, why everything about his foot is being handled like a military secret by Coach Ra, I don't know. But I saw another article today. Pro Football Talk had more stuff on it today saying that, you know, Pitts really would like to stay in Atlanta, but also understands he's the 4th or 5th option.
Is he? Is that what the deal is?
That's one of the articles I read today. Well, I mean, right off the top of my head.
If that's the case, we do need to trade.
Well, then, because right off the top of my head, Drake London.
Yes.
Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
Bijan Robinson.
Yep.
I mean, he would be, I would think, the 4th option. So, yeah, 4th or 5th. Because he's not a guy that, unfortunately, moves.
Should he be the first option?
He should both. You drafted a guy 4th overall. I mean, hypothetically, he should be option 1 or 2. To be that guy. He should be our George Kittle. He should be our Travis Kelce. Should be any of the 13 tight ends who have better numbers than he does in the NFL right now. He's not that guy. So, and again, I've told Carl we're not having this debate this week. You know what he is. We know what he is. Some of this is coaching. Some of this is on him. He just works here. Remember that, Carl?
Oh, how could I forget?
But, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, so the tight end position in a Rams offense is basically not that important. Higbee had pedestrian numbers the last year that Zach was there as the quarterback's coach.
All right, let's hear Drake London OTAs going on next week, mandatory minicamp. Drake talking about personal relationships, in his mind, are very important.
Trying to get reps, trying to hang out with them outside of practice, whatever it might be. And Coach Raw is doing an amazing job with that, getting us together, making sure that, you know, we are together outside of the football and the facility. So it makes a difference because, you know, you're fighting for that person right next to you, and you want to know that person.
Yeah.
Falcons are family.
Yeah, and I'm cool with it, man. He's right. I mean, you got to be tight with guys to have a sense and a feel of who they are. And, Mike, if I know you well enough, then I know I can yell at you and you're not going to take it personal.
Right.
If I don't and I do that and now all of a sudden you check out, we got a problem in the game. So I think those things are legit when
he's
talking
culture.
About.
Sorry to cut you off. It's a good culture, accountability. Yes. We talked about even when Arthur Smith was here. I know guys always like, oh, man, that locker room must be miserable. It wasn't. Guys are dedicated. Just, you know, crappy play calling. Not putting your stars in position to make plays and bad quarterback play for a couple of seasons.
No doubt.
But now when you look at this team, the only guy that wasn't being accountable was Kirk Cousins. He wasn't being accountable. He wasn't being straight. I'm fine. I'm not hurt. You know, next man up. I'm hurting the team if I can't go. No, he was being selfish. And then subsequently tells you, no, I was really hurt. I was banged up that whole time. That's the only guy I know who's below the line of accountability with this team right now.
He will be there next week, mandatory minicamp, if he's still here. Hey, let's hear from Deion Sanders, man. This is news again because Shedeur Sanders, you know, leading into the draft, I talked a lot about narratives and how he was being painted. Deion addressed this on a podcast, and a couple of things he said bothered him.
The Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. So it was some foolish stuff that went on, but you know what? That gave them something that they needed. Like, that gave them something that they said, all right. You know, that edge that Tom had, it gave them that edge that you had. It gave them that edge that I have. You know, when folks say, we're going to be nothing. We weren't going to be nothing. We had to prove that. That gave them the edge that they needed, both of them.
you know, he's talking about all the bad things that were said about Shador and what he wasn't. Hopefully, he believes, being his father, it's going to give him the edge that he needs Mike to take it to the next level.
It's funny. I was talking to one of our listeners who's actually buying a car today.
Yeah.
And he was asking, what
is he buying this red Corvette?
That's one of the pace cars for Echo Park Speedway. Again, that's the Z06, baby.
I see that exhaust. It's tight.
Go get some of that. I don't need all that much horsepower. I get enough tickets for the regular C51. But now, one of our listeners was asking about, when we were talking about, we were teasing, we were going to talk about Shador. All right, so did he literally put his feet up at a meeting in Indianapolis with one of these teams on the desk, shucking like pistachios with sunglasses on, going, whatever, man. You only draft me? Why am I bothering with you? I don't know. That's the way somebody, people
betrayed
made it
him.
Sound.
Yeah, they betrayed him.
So did that happen once? Did it not happen at all? I mean, we know how these things work. You know, a kernel of a story becomes like, you know, a forest, right? And all of a sudden, all this stuff gets running rampant. That's what Deion was referring to. I don't know. I mean, if you're talking to a team that has a firmly established quarterback, I think you got to be polite. I think you certainly do the job. You get your practice for your other interviews. So I think Deion's son would be doing that. So I don't know what to make of it. I think it was overblown by guys who don't like Deion, and the kid is paying for the sins of the father. But the father hasn't done anything wrong, other than just being an over-the-top personality who's always backed up what he's talked about.
Deion said the thing that bothered him most was that saying his son was unprofessional.
Right, that's it. That's like, who said that? Prove it to me.
I don't know. Here's Deion's comments on that.
When you sit up there and say something like he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shador Sanders, who's had six different coordinators, who has still functioned and went up, leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're going to tell me he
every
was
situation.
You're going to tell me he had on headphones, Shador. Anybody know my son, understand he's a professional. Like, he's going to go into a meeting with headphones on. Like, y'all, come on, man.
Right. And that's what I was saying. They're making it sound like, what's that now? Deion, we're really interested in having a conversation with you. This is Bob Jablonski. I'm head of personnel for the Steelers. That's great, Joe. I'm going to sit and listen to some tunes. You don't mind?
Yeah.
I'm going to play some Fortnite on my phone.
Look, if you don't believe this, and you know, there are people that are close to that Colorado program that I know, Deion does believe in respect and respecting coaches and the way that his players answer him. I don't buy any of that stuff.
Hey, look, Deion kept it real. When, you know, he never talked crap about other guys. It was other coaches like Venables at Oklahoma, Matt Rhule, talking stuff about him. He didn't throw any fire anybody's way. He just told these guys, look, I'm bringing my luggage, and it's Louis, right?
And they were.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One kid won the Heisman.
And by the way, the
other was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year.
And I'm sorry, all these sports writers who were crying, oh, he's so mean to these players. Oh, you mean the worst players in Division I football? You know, sorry.
Fourth and one brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We are live again, guys, out here at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. We're coming back. We'll let you hear what AA had to say about Marcell Ozuna's injury. It sounds a lot worse, but yet he's playing on it. We'll get into that next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.